from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And of course, that bite spelled like megabyte or gigabyte. Not like B-I-T-E.
Actually, feel free to spell it any way you'd like.
How about that one?
Why don't you just switch mics anytime you feel like it?
Well, I wanted both mics.
Is that way you can be in stereo? AM stereo.
I'm on your right side. Now I'm on your left side.
He wants to hear out of both ears of the headphones.
Oh.
You know, it is a show about me, after all. Isabel writes, through our wonderful email system here, I have two computers, one in Albu, I'm assuming that means Albuquerque,
ding, 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 ding,
and one in Taos, which I understand Taos is, it's been a long time since I've been there.
But wait a minute, Ken, we don't speak Mexican.
What?
Don't we have to speak Mexican to read this email?
New Mexican.
Oh, New Mexican.
Are you trying to you're going to have everybody ticked off at you now because you're using those
I'm playing. It's not racial. I'm being silly.
No, you're being racial now, and you're going to get letters.
Oh, gosh.
On both machines, separated by about 2 weeks, I got the notice that I needed to update my PayPal or it would expire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
In Taos, I simply got tired of filling out the required info and clicked out. Then somewhere in between, I read one of your newsletters. When I got the notification in Albuquerque, I immediately went to the email box and began checking out other listed addresses, all the suggestions. Yes. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the PayPal scam's been around there a long time.
It's a scam?
It is a scam. But now we have the Katrina hurricane scams.
Yes, somebody and posing to be the Red Cross sending you an email.
There have already been multiple websites created that have the word Katrina in it, or Katrina Rescue, Katrina Help, those kinds of things. And now there are emails floating around. Some of them are legitimate, you know, well-meaning individuals, and some of them are not legitimate. Some of them will refer to the Red Cross site. Some of them may not. Some of them they may to get you to think that you're going to the Red Cross site. So the same kind of scam that the PayPal deal, when you click on it, it looks like the PayPal website. Be very, very, very careful about the emails. There's no reason to click on an email when it comes to helping those folks that need our help.
The best thing you can do is go into your browser and type directly redcross.org.
Absolutely.
If that's where you want to go.
Trusted sources. The internet is so full of information, and most of it nowadays you have to really question. And just like we do in the real world, we have to have trusted sources. If you trust us, we've got it in our newsletter. We've got it on our website. If you trust CNN, you can go to their links. Whoever your favorite news source is.
How about KTAR.com?
KTAR's got it. Don't mess with any of these emails that are pleading for help, no matter how. And they're going to get very creative. They use social engineering to fool people into giving up information or just to get you to donate to something that looks like it's part of the fund, and in the small print it'll say, you know, 5% of this is going to go to the rescue fund and the rest of it goes to administrative. Don't let this happen. So, all right, we're talking about passwords today.
Well, we're going to try to.
And the lack of security that most people have in passwords. My favorite is when these people have a 4-digit password and we say, well, you know, you shouldn't use the last 4 of your social as your password. How did you know?
Which is also your PIN number, too, right?
How did you know?
No, I'm smarter than that. I'll use my birth date and year. How's that? That's a better 4-digit number. Nobody will guess that.
Much more gooder. What you want to make sure you do, and we've got this stuff posted on our website, minimum number of characters is 8, and always combine numbers and letters.
And if you want to get super tricky, put in some kind of symbol like an exclamation point, a question mark, a star, something like that in there.
That throws them all off.
That you just got crazy.
If you use a real word, an actual word as your password, could be a name of a pet, it could be any number of these things. There are things, there's programs out there known as a dictionary attack programs that basically will try every word in the dictionary to try to break your password. And if you have an all-numeric password, that's even easier. That's the computers and numbers. I mean, they're you know, joined at the hip. It's all about numbers. They can crunch numbers really fast. They can try every numeric combination very, very quickly, like tens of thousands of them, you know, every couple of minutes.
Why do people want your passwords? Why are there these things out there? Well, isn't it kind of obvious? They want to hopefully try to get your identity, maybe, and go get things on your behalf or go get into your bank accounts, because you sign in. A lot of people have the same password for every site, so if they figure out what your password is for eBay, well, they probably can figure out what your password is for your banking site, too.
And on and on. So we've got lots of tools, lots of resources, lots of advice and information. DataDoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Check out those resources. We'll talk a little bit more about it down the road. Let's get a phone call in here, shall we?
I think we should. It's somebody we haven't talked to in a few weeks, at least.
Get out of town.
I think he was out of town.
We were out of town. Adam!
I was out of town, too.
Gosh, you sound like Barry White now.
Can Benny? You say, hey, baby?
Hey, baby.
Not like Beavis either.
That's amazing. So what's going on in the world of Adam?
Well, I've been out for the last couple of weeks. I mean, because you guys are getting preempted by the Diamondbacks, and between school and some of my projects going on, I haven't had much time.
Listen, you always take care of that schoolwork rather than being on this goofy show.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
All the time. We got you covered. So what's going on?
Well, I'm going to talk about freeze-drying your computer.
Freeze-drying the computer?
Yeah.
Now, is that the same as when people say, my computer freezes?
Nope. Actually, this is a good kind of freezing.
All right.
For those of you that's been watching the tech news lately, of course, you've heard about Microsoft has announced the new version of Windows coming out called Windows Vista.
Formerly known as Longhorn, huh?
Right.
Hang on. Sorry, got to get that in.
Well, Microsoft is going to be incorporating a feature into Vista called Freeze Dry, which is a way to apply updates and patches without having to restart your programs or your computer.
Wouldn't that be great, having to reboot every single time you had updates?
Right. In fact, it'll even, like, if you do have to reboot for some reason, it'll wait till you're done working and till all your programs are closed, and then it'll do it for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're getting a little smarter about this, huh?
Yes, they are.
Now, if they could only just patch the thing up right, you know, so that it wasn't a weekly thing.
Get it right the first time, yeah.
Well, the first 500,000 times would be good.
Yeah.
So we went from coffee and freeze-drying your old pets to now freeze-drying computers.
Right.
Well, you're on a roll today, aren't you?
I think she came up with Biogenics versus, you know, cryogenics.
Yeah.
But see, now we got the PETA people going to be coming after you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's not your dead cat you want to remember. And there's people that do this. You didn't know this, but they freeze dry the animal and mount it on the wall. You think I'm joking?
Only the head.
Only the head?
Yeah, that's a good dog I've had up there.
Sparky looks good hanging up on the wall, doesn't he? Next to that big old bass.
Dog had a real head on his shoulders. All right, Adam, rescue us here, would you?
Yeah, well, I got a couple more things about Vista that are in the news. Microsoft said that they were going to take the WinFS file system out of Vista, which is a new file system they were going to use for Windows that helps you organize your files and your information much better than the original file system.
Supposed to make everything faster and more gooder.
Yeah, more gooder in general.
And taste more like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Microsoft said that right now the WinFS file system will only be in the beta stages, which means it won't be totally complete by the time Vista is shipped.
So maybe somewhere after they launch, they'll introduce this additional feature.
It's out there now in beta. In fact, Mr. Chad, being as brave as he is, he's already installed it.
Ah.
Well, we also have it on a few other machines we've been playing around with. Now, just for those that don't know, Windows Vista is projected to launch when?
December 2006.
Yeah. I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
Hmm. You mean like a year plus from now, December 2006?
So
right.
All of you hearing this, please don't get all, you know, should I wait to buy a new computer when Vista comes? It's going to be a long time.
Yeah, don't start lining up at Fry's Electronics or your favorite computer store today, because you're going to be there for a while.
Well, the other thing is, you don't want to be the first million or so people that install this for real.
Yeah, just wait a week. Yeah. That way you'll be in the second million.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, pioneers get arrows. The bleeding edge. There's a reason why they call it the bleeding edge. So, any other cool things in Vista?
Well, I've got one more cool thing that's going to be cool for some people, but a hassle for another, is that Vista's going to have more digital rights management protection and stuff for their audio and video content.
Which means all those that are copying CDs and downloading things, There's
they're going to love it.
They're coming after you.
They're going to lock things down automatically. I think by default is what I remember hearing. That, you know, when you put your commercial CD in and you make a copy onto your computer, it by default is going to make it so that you can't copy it off and burn it to another CD.
That's right.
Unless you know how to undo all that.
Yeah.
Which, of course, there will be a whole bunch of resources out there. So.
Yeah.
So it's our weekly Vista update, huh?
Yep. And I do have one more story that's not Vista related. This is for those people that are using the Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Yes.
The latest update of Yahoo Instant Messenger features some neat new voice tools. So Yahoo Instant Messenger's probably been yelling at you to update, and get the new version.
Smells like ketchup to Google to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yahoo is adding some features into the new update of Yahoo Instant Messenger, like changing your home page, adding a search bar, and adding some more junk that you probably don't need on your computer.
So be careful is what you're saying.
Right.
Yes.
Don't just click next on everything. Just watch out, because there's stuff in there that you don't want.
Yeah, there's usually options to install or not install, and most people don't pay attention. And those of you out there that say, you know, my computer used to boot a lot faster when I first got it,
mm-hmm.
and then you notice that there's a whole bunch of stuff loading up right down by your clock.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, yep. Johnny? You let that happen.
Yeah.
Every program that you install is going to slow your machine down that much further. So.
That's right.
Hey, buddy. Hey, it was great hearing from you.
Yep.
We'll have to have you back down in the studio here shortly.
Okay.
You know, we'll, in fact, next week I'll be in Albuquerque. So maybe you ought to come down and bug Brandon or something.
I'll do that.
We can hook that up.
Yeah, we'll get that going. All right, Adam, thank you.
Not a problem.
It's our man, Adam. Used to be our boy, Adam, but now our man, Adam.
He has turned into a man.
Is it 4, 5, 6 years now he's been kind of?
I think like 3, but what do I know?
He's a barnacle on the great ship Computer Corner.
Okay.
Arr.
Tell you what that does. That frees up a line, 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick timeout. Up next,
Pete. He's got trouble.
He's got trouble with drive space, and we're going to see if we can help Pete out. We got a line open for you again, 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon. We are the Data Doctors, and we'll be right back. Duty.